Wait is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's going to be Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and would like to know what you think about what's going on in any subject. We'll be glad to discuss it with you. So give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. It's open lines, but I was just thinking, certainly going into the background of what the enemy are up to. Now, there was a fascinating article written by Mortimer Zuckerman, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Trilateral Commission, a former owner and editor of U.S. News and World Report, which pretended to be conservative, but of course was the conservative arm of the establishment. And of course, this is one of the 80 or so members of the Trilateral Commission, the North American branch of it, that runs America today. And I love to read what Mortimer Zuckerman says, and Richard Haass, and a few of the other members of the Trilateral Commission. I don't know if you've ever seen their logo, but if you look at it carefully, you'll see three curved sixes. Actually, they're three curved arrows, but they're in the form of sixes. You can see the sixes there, joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross, certainly the ridiculing of the Christianity, because, of course, the purpose behind these occult organizations and the Trilateral Commission is an occult organization, is the hatred of Christianity and the destruction of a belief in God. But be that as it may, Mortimer wrote a fascinating article, and I think it was on the 4th of June. You can actually go to his website. I usually get there by going to Drudge on the Internet, and then at the bottom of one of the columns there, there's a link to Mortimer Zuckerman, and you can read his articles, and they're all worthwhile reading. But this one on the 4th of June was talking about the fact that Europe was on the edge of an abyss. And, of course, certainly Greece and Spain and Italy are ready to fall over the abyss and certainly do simply move down into a condition of chaos. But then he went on to say that, and if they go, why, all of the countries of Europe are bound together like alpine climbers. And if those three were to go, they would drag the others with them. Even the strongest of the economies, which is Germany. And then it talked about, of course, what had happened, how they had tried to unite all of these disparate countries of Europe who have different languages and different economic systems and different goals and objectives. The Germans are hardworking. The people of the city and Italy and Spain and Greece, they don't like to work very hard. They certainly want to get lots of government benefits, retire at 50 years of age, suddenly get large government pensions, have their health care provided for them, and they've been able to do that, but they've been able to do it by borrowing money. And now, of course, it's become increasingly difficult to borrow money. In fact, in Greece, they were talking over 20% interest rate. Well, you have a 20% interest rate when you're borrowing tens of billions of dollars, and pretty soon all the money that comes into the government actually goes out to pay interest, and you have no money to run the government on. And this is increasingly happening with those countries in Southern Europe. So what's the solution? Well, it looks like there's going to be chaos unless, and that is, of course, the subject of the article, unless. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd like to do what talk about. Would you like to talk about?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we were talking about Mortimer Zuckerman, and what he's telling us is that certainly Europe is on the edge of a financial collapse, and basically because all the countries over there are intertwined because of the common currency, and then, of course, if one goes down, they all go down, and if that happens, it will drag America down with them because we've lent so much money over there. And as he says at that point, say au revoir to the currency. Weak recovery here in the United States. And then Mortimer Zuckerman says now the only way out of this is to have the European Central Bank, of course, go ahead and issue bonds. But the European Central Bank isn't going to go ahead and issue bonds unless the countries are willing to give up their sovereignty. Now, ordinarily, what you would do, if you were a country that got into the mess that they're in, you'd simply devalue your currency. You'd get the people to lose the value of their currency, their life savings. But that, of course, would get them out of the mess. And their products would become certainly much cheaper because of their dollar, whatever their currency is, would be worth much less. And they could get their economy moving again because they could suddenly devalue it. But when they have a common currency, they can't do that. So the only solution, you either will face chaos or you will give up your sovereignty. And that's what this is really all about. This whole situation is engineered to get the countries to give up their sovereignty. And if they don't they're going to destroy them? Are they going to impoverish the people? And, of course, this is a technique that they've used so often in the past. They precipitated the First World War, and they killed 21 million people and wounded another 40 million because they thought out of the chaos would come the League of Nations and the world government. And when that didn't work, then they had to start building up Adolf Hitler. And they did build up Adolf Hitler and the Nazi movement, and they financed the Nazi movement. And the American corporations went over there to build the weapons for the Germans. And not only before, but during the war, and Brown Brother Harriman and other American and British banks financed the Nazis all during the war. After all, if they didn't have any weapons or money, how would we have a war? You have to have an enemy. And the same thing during Vietnam. After all, if we hadn't financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, how could we have had a war, or how could we be having a war over in Afghanistan today? If the CIA weren't funding Pakistani intelligence that's funding the 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We have 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops, 350,000 Afghan troops to fight that vicious 50 members of Al-Qaeda who are being funded by the Pakistani intelligence that's being funded with your tax money. Well, let's go to Michael, who's calling us from Fenton, Michigan. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But it's open lines. And hi, Michael. How are we doing?
We're doing great. I got a couple questions.
All right.
One question is Dr. Stan, you seem to be pretty knowledgeable about a lot of different things. And, you know, when you've been around a while, you know, if you've got a good heart, you can come up with some good answers to the problems. And so I was just kind of wondering, you know, what do you think would be the best way to make it to where everybody could eat and we don't have starving people around the world? How could we get that done?
Well, what you want to do, of course, is unharness the people so that they can look after themselves. You can't have government. If the government comes in, they're going to find all sorts of rules and regulations, and they're going to destroy anybody, of course, who's being productive. Here in the United States, what we, of course, need to do is take the government off of our backs, to cut taxes, to take away government regulations, to adhere to the Constitution, and unleash the miracle of individual incentive. And people can do amazing things when they can make a profit. And because they have to have property rights, they have to have the ability to own their own property. And that's what we need to do throughout the world. People certainly can grow food. Certainly it would be nice if people would go over there and help them get water in some of these areas. But certainly it is not up to the United States as the government to go in there, because when we go into these other countries, we finance the dictators and we finance the military that crushes the people. What we want to do, of course, is have individuals helping, and certainly charitable groups can go in. But the first thing you have to do is get to the point where the people can help themselves. You can show them the techniques to grow better food. You can help them to get water and to drill wells. And there are Christian groups that are doing that. But when our government goes in with foreign aid, we finance dictators, and then we use those dictators to funnel money back into the United States. Have you read the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman?
No.
Let me suggest you get it. We carry the book. We have a four-tape set of my interviews with Mr. Perkins. And Perkins was actually worked for the CIA and the intelligence agencies in countries throughout the world. And he was supposedly there to help the people. Actually, he was there to preserve the dictators so that we could exploit them and so we could control these governments throughout the world. Why do you think we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world? Why do you think we have 800 or 900 military bases throughout the world? Have any idea?
Yeah, because they're taking our money and using it to do what they want and giving it to other people so that they can control things. And, you know, I really want to congratulate you guys out there in California. You guys are going to get that high-speed rail thing you really need.
And by, and I suspect that within 24 to 48 months, why California will be bankrupt. And it could be the best thing that ever happened, only when things get bad. Basically, faced with the massive deficits we're having, they're going to start giving our university presidents presidents in the college system about $350,000 to $375,000 a year. And they're going to give them other, all sorts of other benefits. And then, of course, they're giving them a 10% raise when the whole economy is collapsing. The presidents of the universities are getting a 10% raise, and then they're going to raise the tuition on the poor students. The only way we can stop this corruption is for the whole thing to go bankrupt. It's inherently evil. It's controlled by wicked people who are using the system. And they're using our educational system not to educate our kids, but to indoctrinate them. Anything else you want to say, Michael? We've got a full board filling up.
I agree with that. The government and the bankers are, and I believe the lawyers, you know, they have a moral obligation to stop this stuff from going on. And they go to law school, the lawyers do, and they know what's going on. It's not like, you know, we can't have all this stuff that's going south like this, and they're not a part of it. So I believe the government and the bankers and the lawyers are all in this together, and they've ruined our schools, they've ruined the economy, and they've ruined the prosperity, and I'm very much on the same page with you that they did this all on purpose, and the banks are getting exposed now, but that could end up being the worst thing for us, because now that they've got everything so messed up, and now the banks, they want to go ahead and just take over, so they'll have the banks fail so that they can do what they want. They'll give a good excuse that we had crooked bankers and blame the scapegoat story, and then they can go ahead and execute their plans. So I believe that they'll say the bankers are crooked, and they'll just go ahead and do their next thing.
But, Michael, nothing happens. The HSBC, Hong Kong Singapore Bank Corporation, HSBC has been actually laundering drug money and criminal money for years. And they were exposed, we're talking about tens of billions of dollars. And they were simply exposed recently, and they said, oh, shucks, well, we're certainly going to look into this, and we're going to see it's not going to happen again. And the government's known what was going on. Timothy Geithner knew it was happening. Ben Bernanke knew it was happening. Henry Paulson knew it was happening. They're all in this thing together. They're all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. But you see, what we need to do is have moral people. But how can you have moral people when you've taken any belief in God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and right and wrong and discipline out of our schools? What we need to do is get started all over again, and what we need is a religious revival in America. Or freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Hang on there. We're going to have to let you go. We've got a full board here, and we're going to be back in just a moment here. And let's go to Josh calling. Hi, Josh. How are we doing?
Hi, Stan. Good to be on again. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And you wanted to talk a little bit about the smart meter program you're going to be putting on here in Santa Cruz?
That's right, Dr. Stan. This Saturday at 4 p.m. in front of the Verizon store, we're having a protest against the smart grid and wireless proliferation. And when we talk about wireless proliferation, we're talking about the latest 4G distributed antenna system antennas that are popping up all over town. And the concern here is that Verizon wants to put 6 new cell sites along the north coast in a very pristine area, including one within feet of Big Basin's Waddell Creek wetland, which is a really key habitat for some endangered species like red-legged frog and the pond turtle.
Well, because I'm much more concerned about the radiation effect of this. I mean, we're getting so much radiation. Radiation we can tolerate, but you're getting so much of it. And some people are very, very sensitive to it.
Absolutely.
And then the smart meters, you know, basically are a lot of people finding when they put that smart meter on, suddenly their electric bill starts really skyrocketing.
Their electric bill is skyrocketing. Their head starts pounding, you know. Sometimes their house burns down. So people need to stand up against these and not pay the fees, and a lot of people are resisting.
All right, when is that meeting again? So
4 p.m. on Saturday, this Saturday, July 21st, at the Verizon store at Pacific and Cooper in downtown Santa Cruz.
In Pacific and Cooper in downtown Santa Cruz. Give us a telephone number where people can get in touch with you or a website.
They can go to stopsmartmeters.org.
Stopsmartmeters.org. They've got a great meeting here, and this is Josh, one of the leaders of that movement. God bless you for everything you're doing, Josh.
All right, Dan. God bless you, too. Have a good evening.
Right. Bye-bye, and we'll be back in a moment. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Open line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Bruce calling from Durban, Michigan. And she's certainly asking, you know, is the Russian communism going to come back? Certainly, are they going to stand behind Assad over there in Syria? Are they going to draw the line in Iran? And they're going to say, well, they said they will let you have Syria, but we're going to stand behind Iran. And let me suggest to you that most of what people believe isn't true. For instance, who brought the radical mullahs to power in Iran in 1979? I'm old enough to remember. It was the CIA. The CIA had been keeping Ayatollah Khomeini over in Paris. He'd lived there in Oriental splendor for many years. And when the time came to get rid of the Shah, why, of course, we toppled the Shah. We undercut the Shah. We financed his demise. We financed the mullahs. We brought Ayatollah Khomeini over there. And, of course, he took over control. And now we had an enemy at the time. I said, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Why would we topple the Shah, who is ostensibly our friend, and replace him with the Ayatollah Khomeini and the radical mullahs that, of course, are obviously not favorable to us? But then I was awfully gullible in 1979. I didn't realize, of course, that we had funded the mullahs back in 1953 when we'd overthrown the duly elected prime minister of Iran, Mossadegh, and put him into house arrest where he remained for the rest of his life, a prisoner because he was an honest man and democratically elected. We've always controlled Iran, and I believe we control Iran now. I believe that suddenly everybody over there, Ahmadinejad, Khamenei, now it's not Khomeini, now it's Khamenei, I think they're all playing their parts. As far as communism is concerned, the United States has funded communism since its inception. And certainly we've funded the KGB, and I've talked to people in our own CIA, a man named Gunther Rosbacher, and I interviewed him, and basically he talked about, he was a highly placed in the CIA, and basically he told me how, you know, the close relationship with the CIA and the KGB. And I said to him, Gunther, that sounds just like this story. It's called, I think it was called The Brotherhood of the Rose, as I remember. It was made into a movie. But anyway, something like that, Brotherhood of
the Bell.
No, it wasn't Brotherhood of the Bell. No, this is Brotherhood of the Rose. Brotherhood of the Bell was with Glenn Ford. This is Brotherhood of the Rose. And without even flinching, Gunther Rosbacher said to me, that was my story. That book, The Brotherhood of the Rose, is dedicated to me because it's all about the close working relationship between the CIA and the KGB. What I want you to know, I never believe anything people tell me. I was down the next day buying a copy of The Brotherhood of the Rose, which I still have. And sure enough, the book was dedicated to Russ. That's what they called him, Rosbacher. Russ was his nickname. Special thanks to Russ. So basically, I believe this is true. We've always worked with the communists, and certainly, as I mentioned earlier, most Americans, you know, have never asked the question why, when Gorbachev, who was a mass murderer, was deposed in Russia. He was responsible for the Afghan War. He had set his troops in there. They had killed hundreds of thousands of people. They had bombs shaped like toys. They dropped them in the Afghan villages. The little kids picked them up and it blew off their hands and feet and blinded them. That was Gorbachev. And yet, of course, when he was opposed, what happened to Gorbachev? Was he tried for war crime? No. He was brought to America and given offices at the Presidio in San Francisco. And nobody ever asked why. Ladies and Bruce, it's all fraudulent. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Basically, when communism didn't really fall, all the KGB agents just quit calling themselves KGB agents. They call themselves the oligarchy. The same people are in control, and there's no true communism in Russia. Well, there never has been. It's always been a power structure that has been funded from the United States for the inception.
Big war,
go ahead.
If there's a big war over Iran, even nuclear war, are there going to be two sides? like Russia,
well, but there
America
sure, sure there was two sides.
One side's going to cause it all.
There were two sides in the Second World War. There were the wicked Germans on one side, and the wicked America, and the heroic
the
Americans on the other.
Yeah.
And who financed the Germans during the war? Where did they get their weapons?
Yep.
Well, we built them. General Motors, Ford, Chrysler, AT&T, IBM, 100 American corporations building those weapons. Who financed them? American and British banks.
So
if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war?
This Brotherhood of Darkness wants to kill us all off.
That's right. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Chris, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And as long as we're talking about things going on over the Middle East, because we're told over and over again, we cannot allow Iran to actually get the nuclear bomb, become a nuclear power, to destabilize that part of the world, and certainly we cannot tolerate a nuclear Iran. We're told this over and over and over again. Well, first of all, where did the original nuclear technology for Iran come from? It came from Gerald Ford, and that was certainly when he was the President of the United States, about 1975, 1976, somewhere in there, 76 or 7. Yeah. And but we gave him the original technology to work to actually build their nuclear energy, and we encouraged them actually to develop the ability to develop nuclear fuel for their nuclear power plants. They've been working at this for 30 or more years. Well, we're talking 1976, so we're talking 30, 40, certainly well over 40 years. I do not believe it takes the Iranians that long if they really wanted to build the weapons, build a nuclear bomb. But you see, this is all playing games with your mind. Now, basically, of course, we're keep talking about the danger of nuclear weapons. Why are we concerned that Israel has nuclear weapons? After all, if Israel was attacked, they would reply with nuclear weapons. And of course, the thing is, they say, but Israel's so small, they need to have those nuclear weapons to keep other countries from attacking them. And that's, of course, what we're not concerned about. Israel having nuclear weapons, it's all right for them to have nuclear weapons, but of course, we couldn't let the Iranian government, who we installed back in 1979, have nuclear weapons. But if we're really sincerely concerned about the spread of nuclear weapons, why aren't we concerned by the fact that Pakistan has nuclear weapons and probably has 150 to 200 nuclear weapons today? Why don't we say Pakistan cannot have nuclear weapons? They're certainly an unstable country. Other people could come in and steal the nuclear weapons. We can't allow that. We ought to go in there and simply take Pakistan and force them to give up their nuclear weapons and destroy them. Well, the reason we don't do that is because we gave Pakistan their nuclear weapons. Now, you're never going to read this in the United States. You can read this story every other place in the world, but you will never hear it here in the United States because it's been totally blocked out. However, you can go to my website if you have a computer, go to your search engine, simply type in Radio Liberty, that's my website, and Sybil Edmonds, S-I-B-E-L-E-D-M-O-N-D-S, and you'll read the story of Sybil Edmonds. And Sybil had actually, of course, worked for the FBI. She had uncovered, because she could speak both Farsi and Arabic, she had uncovered a number of emails and other communications showing that the State Department knew that there was a Turkish spy ring, Turkish and Israeli spy ring, working at the highest level of our government, transferring the plans and the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan. Let me repeat that. There was a Turkish spy ring and Turkish and Mossad spy ring actually working at the highest level of the American government to transfer the plans and the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan. Well, Sybil Edmonds, being a good American, thought that was a terrible thing to do, and she went to the FBI, who she worked for, and said, look, we've got to get this information out and stop the transfer of this technology and the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan. And the FBI said, we can't do that. This is all has to do with national security. And she said, national security? You're endangering the security of our country by helping the people in Pakistan develop nuclear weapons. So they said, no, it's crime. You can't tell anybody. You've signed secrecy agreements. She went to a federal court and asked for permission to tell the story. And the federal court, after hearing her case, said, no, we can't let that information out. This has to do with national security. And national security says you cannot tell the American people how we've transferred the technology for the nuclear weapons to Pakistan. So she went to the Federal Appeals Court. And then she went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And the United States Supreme Court, the made of all those patriots, said, oh, no, we can't tell the American people the truth about how we transferred the technology to build nuclear weapons to the Pakistanis. It has to do with national security. So Sybil Edmonds, simple woman that she was, decided that she would risk imprisonment and perhaps even being killed. And she went to England, went to London, and it was either the Sunday Telegraph or the Sunday Telegram, I can't quite remember which you'll find if you read my article. And she told them the whole story, and they actually printed it in a series of articles. It came out in London. It went all over the world, and not a word in the American media. Because here we have, of course, freedom of the press. That means when you own the media, you can suppress whatever you want to, and the small six corporations control our media and largely determine what the American people think, except for alternative radio, and a lot of that, of course, has been infiltrated. And, of course, we'd have some excellent programs and trying to get the information out, but most people really don't have a lot of the information we have access to. People have provided for us. But essentially, you can verify this on my website. You can verify it on the Internet. You can go up and simply go to your Google and write in a Sybil Edmonds and a Sunday Telegraph, or Sunday Telegram. Get the story. It's all there. We provided the nuclear weapons for Pakistan. And then, of course, why aren't we concerned about India having nuclear weapons? I mean, after all, India has nuclear weapons. Pakistan had nuclear weapons. We could have a terrible war between those two countries, and hundreds of millions of people could be incinerated. But then, after all, aren't there too many people in the world anyway? And certainly people like Jacques Cousteau. Jacques Cousteau, writing in the article in the UNESCO Courier, November of 1991, we actually have copies if you want to see it, stated, you know, it's a terrible thing to say, but there's so many people in the world, the only way to get the world back into balance would be to eliminate 350,000 people a day. 350,000 people a day. That's Jacques Cousteau. Why wasn't that on the front pages of the New York Times and the Washington Post? And because you're not supposed to understand. There really are people who want mass genocide in America. Just in the same way you're not supposed to understand that we installed the mullahs over there in Iran, that we actually are preparing for some sort of a nuclear confrontation with the Muslim world. And right now, all this talk about the Arab Spring is simply garbage. We are manipulating all these revolutions over there, whether it be in Egypt or Tunisia or Libya or Syria. We've already turned Turkey over to the Muslim Brotherhood. We've already turned Lebanon over to the Muslim Brotherhood. They're working in both Yemen and Bahrain. And so that we're going to unite the whole of the Sunni world under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, whether that's going to result in a war between the Sunnis and the Shias, or between the Muslim Brotherhood and the United States, and where Israel is going to fit into this, I don't know. But I do know the war is coming over there, and it's going to be a terrible and bloody war. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Has anybody out there, the audience, looked up the information on Sybil Edmonds to find out if I'm telling you the truth? Because I've told the story before. Have you checked it out? Is it true? Can you verify it for our listeners? Or is there anything else you'd like to talk about? Because it's open lines. And our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or certainly here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. It was the Sunday Times, so our producer actually has got the information. And it was January 6, 2008 in the Sunday Times that you can find the Sybil Edmonds story. Thank you very much, Ari, for getting that for us. And basically, you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the information is there. You have to take advantage of it, and then you've got to help us get the truth out across America, because the media in America is so tightly controlled, and they focus our attention on all sorts of unimportant issues, and they totally ignore of the major and most important issues that threaten the very survival of Western civilization and the survival of this country. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, the article in the Sunday Times is titled, "For Sale, West's Deadly Nuclear Secrets." That's January 6, 2008 in the Sunday Times. Fortunately, we have the Internet. You can look these things up. But you really care. Do you really care that we very, very well have a nuclear war and they may kill millions or tens of millions of Americans? believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the nuclear weapons in the hands of the Muslim world could be used against us. But, of course, the Muslim Brotherhood, we created that. But then we created the Nazi movement. We financed the Nazis during the war. We built the weapons for the Nazis during the war. Oh, our boys fought bravely. They thought they were fighting for freedom. But then reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Let's go to Bill calling us from the Tri-Cities area in the great state of Washington. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Good. I was going to talk about, you were saying earlier on how that Gorbachev was using the special kinds of toy-like bombs to bomb the children in
Afghanistan.
Right. Yeah. And then basically, while that was happening, I mean, it was basically the big new Brzezinski that induced the Soviet invasion into Afghanistan to begin with. A lot of people think that the Soviets just invaded to defend the Marxist government, but Brzezinski admitted in a French magazine that he wanted to give the Soviet Union its version of the Vietnam War, and basically the CIA, through the inter-services intelligence, they trained these Mujahideen guerrillas, and then they rallied the peasants to tax the opium, grow the opium, and the drug trafficking was flowing all over to the Western market, and this global opium supply, which is still occurring today, the Golden Crescent, now it's our troops that are hooked on the heroin, and they're committing suicide one per day. And during this time when the Soviets had invaded, these drug traffickers that were CIA supported, they hooked the Soviet troops. And so all of this seems like it's a part of population control. What you were talking about with what Gorbachev was doing at that time, and then also how basically the Soviet-Afghan war murdered millions of Afghans, it totally tore up the agriculture of the country. They couldn't herd cows anymore. They could, because of the guerrillas and the Soviets. The Soviets hit heavy firepower into their snow melt trajectories that they were using to do a specific kind of agriculture. It was based on snow melt. All of this was damaged by the war. It was induced by Brzezinski, and the Soviets had their part. And, yeah, look at how many people as a result of all of this have died. So, yeah, I think I'm in accord that this is, that throughout all of these wars, the covert and the land invasions, they're doing population control through drugs, through advanced weaponry, murdering people. I think that's what's going on.
Oh, Bill, I can't disagree with anything you said. You're absolutely right. Zygmunt Brzezinski did promote this, but you have to understand the close working relationship there's always been between the Soviet leaders and the American leaders. And as long as we look upon this as a battle between the West and the East and understand and don't understand that they're all controlled by the same people. And that is really why it's so important for people to read Professor Sutton's book, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, to find out how we financed communism from its inception. In fact, if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we simply quote from a number of books written back in 1918 and 1917, pointing out how Lord Milner, who was one of the founders of this secret society, Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, actually fomented the communist revolution in 1917. And I'm talking about the first communist revolution, that's the March Revolution. And of course, you can be sure they were there. Then there was a counter-revolution in October. Nothing is it appears to be. And of course, there's a wonderful book written by Bruce Lockhart, who is the British delegate representative in Moscow, telling how Lenin was so subservient to a man who was affiliated with the American Federal Reserve System. And when this man gave Lenin orders, Lenin carried them out. So nothing as it appears to be, but everything you've said is absolutely true. And Brzezinski did everything he could to, of course, bring Russia into the Afghan war. But, of course, behind the scenes, the Soviet leaders and the American leaders have always worked very closely together. That's why that book we referred to earlier, The Brotherhood of the Rose, is so important, because I talked to the man who was the prototype for this. His name was Gunther Rosbacher, and as he told me, and he was a very well-known CIA spy and agent, the America's always worked very closely. Our intelligence work has always worked very closely with the KGB. But you have to give the people, the suckers, the idea that there are two sides. There's our side, the good side, and then there's the wicked communists. Whereas, of course, communism has been financed from its inception by people here in the United States. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. Anything else you want to say, Bill?
Well, I read that it would be more likely if the KGB and the CIA met in a dark alley, they would be more likely to sit and have a drink with each other than to go at each other's throats.
Well, basically, I'm sure at the lower level, certainly there are intrigues going back and forth, but everything is compartmentalized. And most members of the KGB and most members of the CIA don't really understand what goes on at the top, where I'm sure they do get together. And they laugh at how stupid we are to believe that there's a war between communism and capitalism.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Mr. Dr. Dr. Stan. We have John calling from Amsterdam. It's Amsterdam, New York, of course, and he certainly is asking why suddenly Iran didn't just get the weapons, nuclear weapons from Pakistan. And I said, I honestly believe that Iran has nuclear weapons. I think they have gotten from Pakistan, and we have at least some interviews we did 20 years ago, or 18 years ago, something like that, where, because there were people who were very intelligent who said that even at that time, Iran had nuclear weapons. But we can't tell the American people that. Oh, no, my goodness. The Iranians are the real threat, and yet people have forgotten. We installed the Ayatollahs who were there, and we installed the people in Pakistan, and we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world, and 800 to 900 foreign military bases. We finance dictators all throughout the world. We provide nuclear weapons to countries like Pakistan, and I'm sure we helped both India and Israel to get those nuclear weapons. And I fear there's going to be a terrible, terrible nuclear war coming. Sean, I'm going to have to let you go. We're out of time.
That's all right, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
God bless. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that the Brotherhood of Darkness wants a horrible cataclysmic event. And I think it's going to come. Only out of this, of course, will we be able, of course, to get the people being willing to give up their sovereignty and join the world government. And if you read Revelation 6:8, and I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world, with, of course, the sword, and with famine, and with pestilence, and with death. And then, of course, after Revelation 6:8, then things really get bad, and I believe that these days are coming, and, of course, all you can do is certainly have a personal relationship with our Lord. We may not survive. We may all be killed, but I think that there will be some people with a personal relationship with our Lord that will survive. But only God knows what's going to happen. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or to advertise with us or to help us in any way, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We want to maintain our almost 70 outlets every single week of one sort or another. We're talking about shortwave, internet, satellite, radio stations. If you can help, please give us a call. And if you can't help, and I know a lot of people are really strapped financially, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection, because I know we're reaching people, and at least some of these people hopefully are turning to the Lord and beginning to understand what this is about. And that is the real purpose behind everything we do. We are a ministry, we're a Christian ministry, but we talk about issues so that we have a lot of listeners who are not Christians. They're intrigued by what we say. Hopefully something I or one of our guests will say will turn them towards the Lord. And if you ever have a question and you want to talk to us more about it, you can always call us at 1-800-544-8927. We suggest you start in reading the Gospel of John. Read the Gospel of John, and then of course we have a great deal of information put out by Pastor Billy Crone. We invite you to go to our website, look at what Pastor Crone has actually come up with. His DVDs are excellent, and we'll be having more all the time. And we're looking forward, of course, to following along with the current, the final countdown, of course, is the current series is doing. It's going to have about 30 programs. But, of course, it will bring you up to date on the unfolding of prophecy that we are witnessing today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. So please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be free. life with a lie from above, from the mountain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Orly Tates. And Dr. Tates is a dentist. She also has a degree in law. She's a very, very accomplished woman. And she ran in the primary for the nomination for the vote for the United States Senate. But there are a lot of very questionable things that happened in that election. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with dishonest people. We're dealing with people who rig elections. We're dealing with the fact that a lot of people who've been dead for many years voted in this Senate election. A lot of people certainly who have certainly were not eligible to vote voted in the election. And we do not have the exit polls on this, but I suspect that Orly got a lot more votes than she's been credited for. So I'm going to let her tell you the story because she's been looking into this. And there's real question as to the validity of the race and for Senate here, held in California a month or so ago. Orly, you go ahead and give the story and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. And then, of course, what you found as you began to look into the irregularities in the vote that nominated, certainly the leader was Dianne Feinstein, one of the wickedest women in the world, and yet, of course, she got the most votes. Go right ahead, Orly.
Well, actually, talking about Dianne Feinstein, curiosity, I went to an event and talked to somebody who apparently is a Democrat.
Orly, are you on a regular hardline telephone because you're very, very scratchy?
Can you hear me now better?
Well, a little bit better, but are you on a regular telephone?
I can call you from a different line.
Would you mind calling us from a different line? That would really be a big help because we want this to be as good as we can get it.
Okay, I just need to know which number should I call.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold and let you talk to Ari. You hang on there and he'll pick her up in just a moment. And basically, of course, I want you to hear what Orly has to say. She has an accent. She's, of course, a refugee from a communist country who probably feels much more strongly about freedom than most Americans because she was raised in a nation under tyranny. And hopefully we're going to have her back because she certainly is a brilliant woman. She's done a great deal of work on the fraudulent nature of Barack Obama and his claim he's an American citizen. And there's almost nothing really to verify the fact that Obama is an American citizen. He's lied about his birth certificate. He's lied about his draft statement. He's lied about certainly where he was at specific times of his life. He's written two books, neither one of which he wrote. They were both ghostwritten for him. But there's a serious question, of course, as to whether Barack Hussein Obama is eligible to be president of the United States. Sheriff Joe down there in Phoenix has actually come up. They've evaluated the birth certificate, and it's obviously fraudulent. Barack Obama's long-form birth certificate, which he released to the public, is fraudulent. Have you read about that in your local newspaper? And, of course, you won't, because we have freedom of the press in America, which means the people who control the press certainly have the freedom to suppress any information, and they're actually suppressing the information about the fraudulent nature of Barack Obama's birth certificate his draft papers, his social security number, Orly, go right ahead.
Well, if you know,
so much better. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, if you know, we got fabulous not just with the birth certificate, but also
Oh, we'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dan, certainly Orly, basically was talking about what happened in New Jersey. Actually, the Bush administration sued New Jersey because their voter rolls were just so corrupt, and there are a lot of people who've been dead for a long period of time but were coming back to vote for the Democrats, and a lot of people, certainly, who are just totally ineligible to vote were voting for the Democrats, and of course, they were able to get rid of Corzine, the corrupt Democrat governor there, and bring Christie in, and they got things going pretty well in New Jersey. The same thing happened in Florida, where they had total corruption. Of course, the Obama administration doesn't want them to clean up the voter rolls in Florida because, of course, they want all these people who don't exist voting for the Democrats. Well, of course, Sidney Orley was running for the United States Senate here. A number of independent polls prior to the election showed that she was actually in the lead and ahead of Dianne Feinstein. After the votes were counted, why Dianne Feinstein won overwhelmingly the Senate election. So Dr. Tate said, went ahead and started looking into what's going on in California. She found that in Los Angeles County alone, there were 150,000 people who voted who didn't have a birth date. Their birth date was listed on the application as 000000, which means, of course, that they probably are non-existent voters. 150,000 votes, fraudulent votes in Los Angeles alone. And this is all over our state, ladies and gentlemen. It's all over our state. How do you think the Democrats keep getting elected in Sacramento over and over again? Orly, go ahead and tell us. You mentioned Los Angeles County, 150,000 voters, whose, of course, birthday was 00000. Go right ahead. And what did the polls show before the election? And what, of course, was the result after they counted the vote, the fraudulent votes?
Well, as you know, now is the first time that we have this new type of election where Democrats and Republicans are running on the same ballot and top two are proceeding to the general election. And for 3 months leading to the election, as I said, Pulse Public Opinion Research ran four polls, and in all four polls, I was second to Feinstein out of 24, and actually 25 candidates. And I had 11% of the vote. The last poll was taken just 2 days before the election, and the results were consistent for over 3 months. And then on election day, it showed that I'm not second, I'm fifth out of 25, and I don't have 11% of the vote. I have only 3.2% of the vote. The change was so drastic, 8% swing in 1 day, in 2 days, when I was leading among the Republican candidates for 3 months. It was really suspicious, and that was the reason why I started looking into this.
And I'm so glad you did, Orly, because I've known for a long period of time that they rigged the voting here in California. Nobody wants to talk about this. I think they rigged the vote all across America, certainly against Ron Paul, and his own supporters refused to do anything about it. Let me put that out. The people on the Ron Paul campaign absolutely steadfastly refused to challenge the fraudulent votes and certainly the rigging of the votes and certainly the voting machines. They were not doing exit polls. But you have to know, of course, what the polling shows beforehand. You really need to do exit polls to find out how people really vote and then make sure that they correspond to what the vote count is. But, of course, they did. Certainly the Ron Paul campaign didn't do that, but Dr. Tate has done that. And what did you find out, certainly, as you've studied this thing about the fraudulent nature of the voting here in California?
Well, I got introduced. One of the members, actually, of the Central Committee of the Republican Party introduced me to somebody who used to be an analyst and relational database analyst for the U.S. Air Force, somebody who had top secret clearance and who was a relational data analyst for NATO. This gentleman actually ran for office in Santa Ana. He was running for the city council and for mayor of Santa Ana. And he noticed that there are irregularities. For example, he noticed that in three elections in Santa Ana, Mayor Pulido had the same 7,000 votes, $7,200 votes every election night. Those were all votes that he got by mail-in votes, absentee ballots, and it was the same number that he was getting on election night for about three elections.
Gee, what a coincidence. Go ahead.
Exactly. So he started looking into this, and he started looking into databases, and he noticed that there are a lot of voters who are 200 years old and still voting in each
you
and
said
every
they
election.
Were, they were how old?
200 years old.
200 years still, old. See, how do they, are they able to get them down there to the voting booth when they're 200 years old? I mean, they must have to bring them in on a stretcher. Go ahead.
Oh no! They were voting by absentee ballot. Marvels of medicine, and with such a great level of medicine, we're trying to reform our healthcare system. Can you believe that? That doesn't make sense. So he started investigating, and of course he found that there are lots of people who are 200 years old, 150 years old, still voting. He found people that had very similar names. For example, Rebecca. Rebecca Moreno at a certain address voting, and with one C, Rebecca, and then they would find Rebecca Moreno where Rebecca is written with two C's. Very similar name, and they're both voting. So clearly this was a duplicate vote. And it's interesting, something similar happened in New Jersey before they cleaned up the rolls. So he saw a lot of votes from people with no birth dates, people who are 200 years old, people who have very similar names, all voting. And he reported this to FBI, and he worked on this issue. He worked with FBI. But he did not see anything being done. Everything was buried, even by the FBI. The FBI officer who worked with him on this issue was reassigned, and as far as he knew, the case just was killed. I have to tell you that I'm very suspicious, suspicious about the director of FBI, Robert Mueller. As you know, a lot of people wrote to him, provided him with information in regards to Barack Obama, forgery, and all of his papers, and Mueller did absolutely nothing. And Obama actually reappointed him for the new term. I think it was 10-year term, and he was unanimously confirmed. That makes me wonder about the whole system and corruption that goes very deep to in all branches of government and in all key positions.
But you have to have the perception on the part of the people that we have a democratic system, and certainly the way the people vote, that's the way I've lived with it. But it's all a matter of perception. They have rigged our elections for a long period of time, certainly. It was in the year 2004 when John Kerry won the election. The exit polls in Ohio showed that he won the election, but when they counted the votes, of course, why George Bush won the state of Ohio and gave him the presidency. Whatever nobody knows, the number of Republican officials were arrested and sent to prison for fraudulent voting practices, but not a word of that, and that wasn't allowed to be utilized to change the results of the election. It's all, ladies and gentlemen, a matter of perception. The elite know who they want to be elected, and if they win, fine. If they don't win, they simply rig the election ballots, and the average American is no wiser. And that's the beauty, of course, the electronic voting machines, because now there's no way in most instances to actually check them. And sometimes when they do check them, they find out that they're 180 degrees opposite. And of course, the person who got the most votes in reality got the minor number of votes. And they simply switch the votes on the electronic voting machines. Go ahead, Orly, because I think this is what people have to understand, the reason we had all this hullabaloo about the hanging chads back in the year 2000, which is justified bringing in the electronic voting machines so they could rig the votes. You go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting that 2 years ago I filed a case with the Supreme Court of California where I provided the Supreme Court with expert testimony affidavits from an expert showing that those electronic ballot counting scanners that scan the ballots can be easily rigged and cannot be used in elections. And, of course, the Supreme Court of California did absolutely nothing.
Well, that thought, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Got a question? Give us a call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
And our guest is Arlie Tate. She was simply pointing out that here in California, we have, she gave the number of judges, but certainly we have over 1,100 cases of complaints against judges about corruption in the courts every year. And of course, nothing is ever done about this. You set up committees to investigate judicial corruption made up of corrupt judges, and they're all in on this together. But only when you actually take God and prayer and morality and discipline out of our court system, why should we be surprised when we get immorality and dishonesty and corruption? We have some of the finest judges in sitting on our benches that money could buy. I'm not saying every judge is corrupt, but many of them are. And after all, certainly if you get an opportunity to get a couple of $1 million for selling a case, or not sending in a guilty man, freeing a guilty man with a lot of money, why shouldn't the judge go ahead and do that? After all, you know, he's got to look after himself. What we have, ladies and gentlemen, is a corrupt system. And as somebody said the other day, I never bought a politician who wasn't for sale. And I suspect the same thing holds with judges. You really can't buy a judge who's not for sale, but an awful lot of them are. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to get back to a moral foundation in our society. And yet, of course, without a major revival in America, without having God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and discipline in our schools and morality in our schools, why America as a nation is doomed. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. One of the most important things we need is jury nullification, where the ultimate decision rests with the jury, not with the judge who tells the jury how to vote. And that's what it's all about. The rest of it's all form. It's all simply to give you the impression that we have a free and open society, which isn't true. And if you haven't seen the DVD, we have a talk given by our good friend D.B. Kidd on voter fraud. It is available. It's a DVD on voter fraud right here in California. You get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. Or you go right ahead, and if you're out in the listening audience, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go ahead.
Well, there is nothing, there are things that we can do. And as you know, I have filed an election contest here in California. It is going on. There is something that we can do in different states. In the state of Indiana, we have a hearing coming on August the 8th. It's going to be August 8th in the Superior Court of Indiana at 10 a.m. And what I have found that in Indiana, they have a statute that says that one cannot be on the ballot unless his name is exactly the same as his name on his birth certificate. And we know that even if we were to believe that Obama's birth certificate, this piece of garbage that he posted online, which Sheriff Rapaya has already found to be a cheap forgery, if it was valid, even if you were to believe it's valid, on his birth certificate, that he presented to the public, his name is Barack Hussein Obama II. On the ballot, he put it as Barack Obama. It is different from the birth certificate, and actually for that reason alone, Obama needs to be removed from the ballot, and his votes need to be decertified, and I'm bringing this action in Indiana. I have a legal action in Washington, D.C., I produced affidavits of multiple experts that showed Barack Obama is using a social security number that was assigned to another individual, a resident of Connecticut. He's fraudulently using a Connecticut social security number. I'm awaiting decision there. So currently I have six legal actions with elections challenges.
And of course, basically, why would he be using a fraudulent Social Security number? Why would he be using a fraudulent draft card number? Why would he be using a fraudulent birth certificate? And Sheriff Joe Arpaio, of course, put on a press conference this last week down there in Phoenix to show that. And what happened at the press conference? Why the reporters attacked Sheriff Joe? They didn't look at the evidence. They didn't come there to find out what he had done about Obama's birth certificate. They came to attack Sheriff Joe, and they will do that to anybody who tries to bring out the truth. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Orlie Tates, and basically she is bringing a case in Indiana pointing out that Obama's name is different on the application to run for the presidency than it appears on the ballot. She's bringing in suits in Washington, D.C. She's certainly trying to get information out as far as the corruption here in California, as far as the fact that we have people who are 200 years old voting here. We need to clean up the voter rolls so that we can get honest elections. And basically, of course, Orlie needs help. She's put out many thousands of dollars on her own, but she's done this because she believes in America. She's asking if anybody's out there, and they certainly are legal secretary, or they're in a position to help financially, to get in touch with her. She does need help because it's expensive filing these legal suits. She puts her time and her money up on her own, but of course she needs help with all the legal expenses. Orlie, I want you to get your webpage out. I want to get your telephone number and the other information. So if people want to help you, and I think this is well worthwhile doing, why they can get in touch with her. How can people reach you both through your website and by email and certainly by telephone?
Again, my number is 949-683-5411, and my website is orlytatesesq.com, orlytatesesq.com.
And believe me, Orly is doing more than anybody I know to expose certainly the corrupt nature of our president, the fact that he is fraudulent, and of course that he is actually using a faulty and fraudulent birth certificate. He is using a fraudulent Social Security number. He is using a fraudulent draft card. And he's making life and death decisions as far as our boys. And he's sending them overseas to fight in a no-win war. I mean, we have more boys committing suicide in Afghanistan today that are being killed in battle. And that's because we only have 50 members of Al-Qaeda over there. And yet, of course, they're keeping a massive military force to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Why would you do that? Why, very simply, because, of course, you're playing games with the minds of the American people, and nobody's telling them there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Why doesn't anybody tell the people there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda, and we've got over 600,000 people there, that are almost 600,000 we're paying for? Because they don't want the American people to understand. It's all fraudulent. Everything about the war on terror is fraudulent. If there was really a threat from terrorism, one terrorist would put explosives into a knapsack and come across our unguarded border and set the knapsack off in a mall or at a football game or a basketball game. It hasn't happened. It hasn't happened because the war on terrorism is fraudulent. Orly, somebody asked again if you would go ahead and get your telephone number out.
Sure. It's 949-683-5411.
One more time.
949-683-5411.
All right. I hope you got that number. And if you didn't, why, you can always call our number here. Now, our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Orly, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Eric, we're calling us from Michigan. Do you have a question for our guest?
I do, Dr. Stan. I have a couple comments real quick about election fraud. Do you remember the Collier brothers and vote scam in the 90s? Do you remember anything about that?
No, I don't think.
Well, could you have a question, Eric?
Yeah, okay. Since the elections are part of this, you know, the government apparatus, and no taxation without representation, which to me means, Dr. Stan, they're there to represent our best interests. And everything in government, in terms of tax revenues, is in a trust fund. So somehow there must be a connection here with the election. And so what Orly has experienced...
Jack, do you have a question?
Yes. So what I'm leading up to is this. Orly, have you ever heard it described that it's breach of the public trust when government refuses to, in this case, to come clean and disclose accurate election results? And Dr. Stan...
Okay, go ahead. Orly, how would you respond to that?
Well, you are right. Of course, it's a breach of public trust, and our right for meaningful redress of grievances, our First Amendment right for redress of grievances, for free political speech, which is represented in elections, those rights are just being trampled upon, violated under the color of authority by elections officials, by corrupt judges. Of course, the question is, how do we solve this problem? Here is an example for you. I recently filed a case in California in federal court challenging Obamacare. Not too many people know that in 2,800 pages of Obamacare, they have a provision, it's just buried there, stating that one can get an exemption based on his religion. If purchasing insurance is against his religious sect, his religious division, he can get an exemption. Well, who gets this exemption? If you read Sharia law, you will find out that insurance, purchasing insurance, is against the Muslim religion. It's against Sharia law. It's according to Sharia law, you cannot purchase insurance because it is considered a form of gambling. We have over 7 million Muslims in this country, which means that those people will still get the health care, will get the top quality health care, but they wouldn't be paying for it. And you and I are going to be carrying their health care on our shoulders. Something like this is happening, this is a clear violation of equal protection rights, of the First Amendment rights against establishment of religion and free exercise of religion. So I brought a legal action in California. And it's interesting, I brought it in the Southern Division of Santa Ana. It was moved to Los Angeles, to Central Division. There was no reason to do so. We have a division in Santa Ana. Also, in my legal action, I challenged Obamacare because it was signed by Barack Obama, who is, of course, is illegitimate for the position. He does not have one single valid paper. The judge who was assigned to this case was Judge Dolly G., who was Obama appointee. And I asked to remove Judge G. from the position of the presiding judge because of clear conflict of interest. If Obama was not eligible to appoint to sign Obamacare, he was not eligible to appoint Judge G. as well. Well, something interesting happened. Today I found out that the case, that the issue of recusal of Judge G. was assigned to another judge. And what did I find out? It was assigned to Judge Kronstadt, who is also an Obama appointee.
Well, I think that you're just going to have to keep bringing this up, and people have to understand the degree of corruption in the court system, because this is the one of the, certainly the direct paths to the establishment of a fascist dictatorship in America. But the fact that, of course, they certainly have done everything to conceal the fact that Obama is not a legal, a native-born American citizen. And by that means that his mother and father certainly were both American citizens, and, of course, that he was not born here in the United States. If he was born in the United States, he would have a legal birth certificate, and certainly he would not be using somebody else's certainly a Social Security card and draft number. That in itself is a federal offense, and he should be tried for it. Nobody in America should be above the law. Unfortunately, if you pay the right people off, or if you are a high official in the government, Democratic Party, why you do not have to abide by the law. They're very selective in which laws they enforce. Go right ahead. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, or Judge Tates.
Well, you know, as I gave example, the corruption is just so enormous. It's just frightening, and you know, we have to fight and find and one honest judge. We have to hold our officials accountable, and we have to confront them. We are now in election year, a very important election, and it is extremely important for each and every citizen to become proactive. Just switch off the TV. Even Fox News is part of the establishment. It's interesting that after 4 years of challenging eligibility, they're not talking about it. And when they do, they just attack ones who bring those challenges. Keep in mind that there is a lot of corruption in both parties, not just Democrats. There are Republican congressmen, Republican leaders who are equally corrupt, and we have to confront them. So please look up the times and dates of town hall meetings, meetings of the candidates who are running for office in this general election with the voters. And try to be there in the first row. Try to be among people who get to ask questions and demand answers. Demand why this issue of hundreds of thousands of invalid voter registrations in California, this issue is not being heard. Why the issue of Obama forgery gate, with Obama using all forged identification papers, is not being heard, and demand that those officials who are running for office publicly announce their support for investigation of those issues, demand that they stand up and confront those issues, and if not, that they just quit the race. That they, if they are elected officials, that they resign. We cannot afford any more corrupt officials, because if this continues, the whole nation will just go bankrupt. It goes much further than Barack Obama.
But you see, basically, it's even more than bankruptcy. It is not only a financial bankruptcy, it's a moral bankruptcy. And when you are in a society where they've lost its moral foundation, that nation is doomed. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, out there in the listening audience, we must, of course, point out what's going on. We must get people to return to God. We must have a moral rejuvenation, and we must have a moral revival in this country, because if we don't, then America is doomed. Go right ahead, Arlene.
You need to hold media accountable. There are very few individuals like you, Dr. Monty, who have the courage to stand up for the truth and for the justice. Mainstream media is pretty much owned by the same powers as our president and our congressmen. So what you can do is call radio stations and be smart about it. You know that if you advise them beforehand that you would like to talk about election fraud, about Obama's forged documents, they would not even let you on the air. So play the game. Play along. If they talk, let's say, about Obamacare, if they talk about taxes, if they talk about something that our elite is allowing the media to talk about, play along. And when you call the stations, tell them that you want to talk about those issues. But when you are on the air, just spin it your way. And then when you are on the air, ask those hard questions and demand answers. Do this not just with liberals and Democrats, but also with the ones who call themselves conservatives and Republicans. We're talking about Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levine and Michael Savage. We need to demand that they stand up and talk about those issues. Somebody like Mark Levine is an attorney, is a prominent attorney who worked for Reagan administration, and demand that he take a stand. He can do something. He can file his legal actions. He can demand on the air a criminal investigation of Obama and his forged identification papers. He can interview congressmen and demand answers from them. So please hold all of them accountable. If there are meetings with judges, please go to those meetings and hold those judges accountable. So that's extremely important, and that's something that each and every one of you can do.
And, of course, we must get our judicial system back, certainly, onto a sound basis where justice and righteousness and right and wrong are the issues. And certainly we cannot have the judge certainly decide whether we're going to convict or certainly release a prisoner, and then he tells the jury how to vote. And he stipulates this. Will not allow the jury to look at the case on their own. He will tell them what they can consider, what they can hear, and then essentially he tells them how to vote, and basically, if they do not follow his specifications, why, they can get into real trouble. We need the jury to make the decision. Certainly, 12 men who are not part of a corrupt legal system. Our legal system is corrupt because, of course, our law schools are corrupt. They do not teach law, constitutional law. They teach administrative law. We'll be back in just a moment here.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
From the mountain, to the prairie, to the ocean. Tate, and Chris, she's on the front lines of this battle, and she's giving her own time and spending a tremendous amount of time on this, but she does need financial help. And if you're in a position to help her, and if you, Sydney, are a legal secretary, why, you can help. But if you're not, Sydney, if you can help her financially, I've followed her career. I think she's an honest individual. And I think we're lucky to have at least one lawyer who has the courage to take a stand and is filing these cases all over America. She has some 6 cases now in various courts across the land challenging the legitimacy of Barack Hussein Obama, who is, of course, has a fraudulent birth certificate, who has a fraudulent Social Security number, who has a fraudulent draft card, and who is sending our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Afghanistan, where there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda, and we have more boys committing suicide than are being killed in battle. It's all phony, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, Barack Hussein Obama hates America. He has run up a debt of somewhere between $5.5 and $6 trillion, probably it'll be pretty close to $6 trillion by the time he leaves. George Bush, the biggest spender of all time, only ran up a debt of $4 trillion in 8 years in office. Barack has run up a debt of almost $6 trillion, certainly in 4 years. Orly, I want you to give out once again your telephone number and your website so people can get in touch with you.
Sure. My number is 949-683-5411. My website is orlytatesesq.com. O-R-L-Y, T as in Tom, A-I, T as in Tom, Z as in Zebra, ESQ Esquire.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, the best way to destroy a nation is destroy it financially. You do this by running up massive debts that can never be paid off, and of course then you have to first pay interest on the massive debt that you have, and pretty soon all the money that comes in has to be used to pay interest on the debt. Barack Obama knows exactly what he's doing. Barack Obama hates America. He is a treacherous. He's subversive. He is affiliated with the communists and the people who hate America. He was put in by the Brotherhood of Darkness. He certainly is not a Christian. He's a hypocrite. Basically, everything suggests that he is a Muslim. You can go to my website. You can actually see him being interviewed. And where, of course, he talks about my Muslim faith. My Muslim faith, commenting that John McCain had not commented on his Muslim faith or used that against him. And the fellow's interviewing him, he says, "You mean your Christian faith, your Christian faith?" And Obama says, "Oh, yes, my Christian faith." Well, why would John McCain, 4 years ago, commented on his Christian faith? No, he's a Muslim, ladies and gentlemen. If you will go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, see him bowing 90 degrees to the king of Saudi Arabia, the leader of the Muslim world. And everything is a lie, ladies and gentlemen. Do you care about America? If you don't care about it, don't do anything. But if you do, then help Dr. Tate in her effort to bring this out. And then thank you so much, Orly, for being with us. We look forward to having you again on all of our other programs. I'll be contacting you. But this is the time, of course, when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're on almost 70 stations. We need to massively expand this. We can't do it without your help. If you have a product you'd like to advertise with us, this would be a big help. If, of course, we're way behind. We have to finance things ourselves when we're behind. But we do this because we believe in America. The question is, do you believe in America? Are you willing to join us in this epic struggle to see whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure? And remember those words of Thomas Jefferson, "I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever." And so please pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you. In a
from the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with cold.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Welcome back. You know what today is? Today is the 17th of July. You know what that day is? That day is the day after the news conference was held by Sheriff Arpaio. We'll get the response on that. Pretty definitive. Didn't mess around, as Sheriff Arpaio usually does. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Other than that, we've got more ring-in-the-nose news. That's right. That's the news they want you to be drug around by, that golden ring in your nose, to make you think that the bad guys are the bad guys and the good guys are the good guys, and since they're bad, we have to go and take action against the bad guys. Interesting story. Like in Libya, the Al-Qaeda flags are allegedly now flying in Syria. Oh, by the way, no pictures included. I'd like to know what the Al-Qaeda flag looks like, wouldn't you? I think I've got an idea of what it might look like. But supposedly, it's flying in Syria.